The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
Woodward and Bernstein, get out of the way. There's a new breed of journalists in 2019. It's the journalists like this guy. I give you Anderson Cooper from last night's Democratic Party presidential debate.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
Now that's a journalist. That's journalism in 20. That is CNN. Can you imagine the lack of inquisitiveness on the part of Anderson Cooper? He doesn't even care. Aren't you interested in finding out how a guy winds up on a Ukrainian energy board at 50 grand a month? Now, there's no, Mr. Vice President, there's no evidence that there's been anything wrong. There's no evidence that Donald Trump's done anything wrong. The Mueller report said there was no collusion, no conspiracy. That hadn't slowed him down. Now they got Rudy Giuliani. They want him taken out in shackles. But that was the moderator of last night's debate. One of the most important columns you'll read today is from my friend and colleague Hugh Hewitt in the Washington Post. Trump should swiftly reject the schedule of the 2020 debates. Can you just envision what it'll be like next year when he's on stage with one of these clowns? And how the Anderson Coopers of the world are going to do everything they can to take the president of the United States down? Look what he did last night. I want to play this for you again. You got to hear this again. It actually was great to watch the debate last night. It lifted me up because there wasn't one person on that stage, except maybe Tulsi Gabbard, who I could see as a reasonable, competent alternative to the president that we have right now. And believe me, she's not going to be the nominee. They're not going to give it to her. They shut her down too last night. She tried to get into a nice back and forth with Elizabeth Warren, and Anderson Cooper wouldn't let her. Shut her down. It was embarrassing. Tried to make her look bad. He looked bad. CNN looked bad. It was awful. But I want you to hear this again. Remember, this is a newsman moderating a debate. The Biden story has been front and center despite the media's best attempts to try to cover it up and keep it quiet and hold it down. You got Hunter Biden, 50 grand a month, admitting the other day on Good Morning America, the day before yesterday, yeah, I probably wouldn't be on the board if it wasn't for my daddy. Yeah, I got to, because he has to admit that. You think they're going to give this guy a $50,000 a month? And did you hear what he said to the Good Morning America reporters? I'm a private citizen now. I'm not telling you nothing. I don't have to tell you anything. Great. Good attitude. That was a really good look for you, Hunter. So here's Anderson Cooper. I got to play it one more time.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
Now, never in the history of journalism has a debate featured a biased, in-the-tank question like that. And that's why Hewitt is right. Hugh writes makes a terrific argument. Trump needs to dig down and say, you know what? I'm not playing by your rules, because your rules will be absolute disaster for the way you're going to try to tear me down. Of course, it was all about impeachment. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. Here was a little montage of all the Dems. The whole first 15 minutes was about impeaching the president.
The impeachment must go forward.
We have to impeach this president.
It is absolutely imperative to go forward with impeachment.
This president, and I agree with Bernie, Senator Sanders, is the most corrupt president in modern history, and I think all of our history.
I don't really think this impeachment process is going to take very long.
Now, here's the other thing that was hysterical. Foreign policy? You think any of these folks are capable of foreign policy? They all don't. None of them think we ought to have troops in the Middle East. Certainly Pocahontas said that. She says, I don't think we ought to have any troops in the Middle East. Okay, well then you should be supporting President Trump's decision with Syria, right? No. You can't do that, because then that makes her look bad, because she's supporting something she admits. Here's the montage hitting the president, cut number 7, hitting President Trump over his Syria policy.
We have ISIS. It's going to come here. They are going to, in fact, damage the United States of America.
The slaughter of the Kurds being done by Turkey is yet another negative consequence of the regime change war that we've been waging in Syria.
What Donald Trump has done because of that phone call with Erdogan is basically giving 10,000 ISIS fighters a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Now, you know what's fascinating about Tulsi Gabbard? She kept using that phrase, regime change war, again, reiterating the fact that none of them up on that stage think we ought to be in Syria in the first place. So when the president fulfills a campaign promise, I'm going to pull troops out of Syria, we're going to stop battling these unending wars, they all want to take his head off. They all want to pounce. I mean, make up your mind. Do you want troops in the Middle East or don't you? Do you want to fight an endless war? You want us to take to control the border between Syria and Turkey? Is that the role the American troops ought to play? I mean, it was absolutely encouraging to watch this last night. For those who thought that Elizabeth Warren won the debate, oh my gosh, I've never seen such a spectacular fail. Pavs, play the video clip of Elizabeth Warren saying she wants no troops in the Middle East. No troops in the Middle East. This is from Lance. I want you to hear this. Now, picture this. So you've got all of them losing their minds over President Trump withdrawing troops from Syria. And yet, they're willing to admit they don't think the troops ought to be there in the first place.
I'd like to ask Senator Warren if she would join me in calling for an end to this regime change war in Syria, finally.
So, look, I think that we ought to get out of the Middle East. I don't think we should have troops in the Middle East.
Okay, well, then you ought to be cheering on President Trump, because he's giving you what you want, right, Pocahontas? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What a night. What a night. There's not a single one of them up there that's capable or competent enough to be commander-in-chief. None of them is going to beat Donald Trump next year. The message from the Democrats is, we better impeach him. If not, we can't beat him. We can't beat him. One of the normal questions that Anderson Cooper asked last night was, you know, we're a year away from the election. Hey, Pocahontas, we're a year away. Why don't you wait for the election? If you believe that the president shouldn't be, you know what she said? It was this lofty, there are some things that are more important than we've got to take the good of the, all this blah, blah, blah garbage. It was a garbage debate hosted by garbage moderators from a garbage party that knows they're going to get their clock cleaned in November of 2020. And it was delicious to watch.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.